7:18 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined on our newsmaker line now by the very best Washington correspondent in the country, the national political editor for the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network, Neil W. McCabe. Good morning, Neil.
Michael, very good to be with you.
Neil, on our program today, we've talked extensively about the evil, tragic mass murder in Uvalde, Texas, yesterday. 19 elementary school children killed, two adults killed. And that has been a very, very tragic day. Politically, however, I wanted to talk to you about what happened last night politically, particularly in Georgia. Give us a summary of the results there, and what do you think this might mean for former President Donald Trump?
Well, I think that perversely, the Georgia primary results prove that Donald J. Trump is the 800-pound gorilla in Republican politics. You know, Kemp beat Perdue pretty soundly, basically, you know, 70-25, whatever it was.
Well, right now it's 73-21, 52-point margin, Neil W. McCabe. I call that a stomping.
Yeah, but if you think that Brian Kemp was going to sign a constitutional carry bill that he had been fighting for 3 years, and that wasn't because of Donald J. Trump. You'll remember that Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta because of a voting bill that Kemp signed. If you think that Kemp was going to sign a voting bill, which was basically an admission by him and the political class of Georgia that they had jacked up the 2020 election, that would have never happened if it wasn't for Trump and the potential of a Purdue challenge. There are a lot of things that have a lot of work and effort had to be put in to beating Purdue, and it was wildly successful. Our poll said it would be 20 points. We didn't say
no.
It
we
was
said our point said 30 points.
We didn't say 50 points.
Yeah, nobody said 52 points. I think that the largest margin was like 32 points in terms, and our poll was conducted 2 weeks before. Was there a momentum shift in the last 2 weeks to further increase that margin for Brian Kemp in the GOP primary for governor of Georgia?
I think the biggest influence on the Purdue campaign in the last 2 weeks was estate planning, and he made the decision that he was going to leave his children the $5 million he should have spent of his own money rather than throw it into the fire of TV ads.
So if he spent that $5 million, the margin of victory would have gone down from 73-21 to what, 68?
Then your poll would have been correct.
I mean, if he could get it up to the third, like, you know, the goal was to hold the guy under 50, right?
Right.
And so you could have made an effort. I don't think Purdue won a county.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was just an utter collapse. And I don't know, maybe in the last, certainly he wasn't on TV in the last 2 weeks. And if he had made an effort, say, to build on, you know, Trump gave him a rally. Trump gave him the endorsement. You know, Trump can only do so much. I think Raffensperger also did
Secretary of State,
well.
Just to summarize that, the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who I've described as the worst Secretary of State in the country, that guy, he actually has had a very concerted effort to reach out to conservative media. He actually was on Fox News. He was on. He talked to John Solomon of Just the News. He talked to our colleague and partner in Georgia, John Fredericks, extensively, and he ended up winning without going into a runoff, 52% to 33% over Congressman Jody Heiss. I'll say this, it is a credit to his political operation. Why do you think he was able to succeed and avoid a runoff, Neil W. McCabe?
Well, once again, I think that this is that it was a failure of Heiss. And somebody asked me like 2 months ago, and I kind of dismissed it. But the guy said to me, why would somebody who's a congressman want to be Secretary of State of Georgia? Isn't that a step down? I was like, well, no, no, no. But when you think about it, Heiss loved being a congressman. All through the campaign, Heiss was getting headlines for his amendments and his speeches on the House floor. He loved being a congressman, and it was apparent that he didn't love the idea of being Secretary of State. And so, you know, and maybe that big voting bill and the trauma of losing the All-Star game and everything else, maybe that the message to the voters is, hey, we made a big change. It upset a lot of people, so maybe it was significant, and now we can move on. You know, I think Kemp deserves credit for how he worked the inside game and the outside game. I compare Kemp's campaign to what Mike DeWine did in Ohio. He, you know, he cut deals with businesses, opening plants. He did deals on taxes. He went around and acted like a governor. And so there we are.
Well, that's a very, very good point. And now I guess the question is, all eyes now are going to turn to the November general election. Herschel Walker easily won the Trump endorsed. He had no really significant competition. Easily run the Senate primary. Give us a heads up on Herschel Walker versus Raphael Warnock in the November Senate election in Georgia. What's that going to look like?
Well, it's going to get ugly because, you know, they've been sharpening their knives for Walker for a long time because of, you know, some of his family problems and accusations of domestic abuse and things going on, things that Walker has talked about. And, you know, he went through a rough patch. He's been honest about it. But remember, you know, Reverend Warnock also has a past of domestic violence, and he has a crazed ex-wife who despises him and will tell everyone about the horrible things that he did to her, including running over her foot at one point with his car. So that race is going to be kind of vicious.
It's going to be vicious and ugly. How about the governor's race, Brian Kemp versus Stacey Abrams, who said recently Georgia is the worst state in the country to live in?
I think the bloom is off the rose there. Stacey Abrams had a solid, solid chance to win 4 years ago. Many people, including herself, believe she did win 4 years ago. But, you know, the country isn't the same. The state isn't the same. And, you know, she had the advantage last time of being sort of the new face. And I just don't see the same momentum for Stacey Abrams this time around. They will pour hundreds of millions of dollars into Stacey Abrams. But, you know, the Democrats and the left, they're not going to be able to pull the same tricks that they pulled in 2020 or even pulled in other races because, you know, people are vigilant now. You know, people kind of knew in the back of their heads that there was funny business going on in 2020 with all the rules changes and all the different ways that they were making ballots unsecure. But this year, people are perched like snipers over the ballot boxes and everything else. And so maybe, you know, this midterm might be the cleanest election this country's ever had just because of the vigilance of citizens and citizen journalists.
Well, here's hoping to that. Neil W. McCabe, the very best Washington correspondent in the country. Thanks so much for joining us.
Be good, guys.
All right. When we come back, Crum and I are going to take a look at some local issues here in Tennessee. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.